Peace and abundance always. Spirituality. What does it mean to be on a spiritual path? How do you know you're on a spiritual path? Well, first off, I want to make it clear that we are always on a spiritual path. No matter what your spiritual background, belief is, whether you believe in spirituality or not, whether you even believe in God or not, you are still on a spiritual journey. Now, whether you are conscious about it or not, is really what the question is. How do you know you're on a spiritual journey? Is basically when you start to ask yourself that question, am I on a spiritual journey? Well, because you are aware of it and you're practicing that self-awareness about you and your relationship to spirit, to the source, to the universe, to God, then you are conscious about it, and therefore you are consciously on a spiritual journey. What does that mean? What does that entail? Well, for many of us, it entails things like reading more about spirituality, other spiritual beliefs and spiritual practices, even religions, and coming to a better understanding about who you are in relationship to this idea of spirituality. Questioning everything that's around you that relates to what you believe is connected to spirituality. So as you move forward in life and you move forward in this journey in questioning and inquiry, you get clearer about where you stand with these things, because where you stand is ultimately the spiritual path. You see, it's about perspective. It's about who you are as an individual and how you relate, connect, how you align with those things that we identify as spiritual or metaphysical in nature. But you must understand that in this acknowledgement, in this awareness that you are coming into, that is going to be some interesting things that happen, usually from the ego, which is the part of us that really doesn't want to identify with this idea of oneness, right? That we all basically understand when we take this spiritual journey, that we're all connected, we're all one, that I am one with nature, that you are one with nature, that you are one with me, so forth and so on. I mean, it can go infinitely on and on as to what we are connected with. But as we do this and make this correlation and this connection, many times our mind, our ego, wants to fight that, because the ego, its job is to create somewhat of a separation. And it does that because it really wants to protect us, but because we are not mindful about its nature and what it's meant to do, it kind of goes rampant, goes out of control, and it kind of sends and creates a mess of everything. But when you are on this spiritual journey and you become aware of where you relate, especially in the beginning, you're going to come up with some identities, right? You're going to identify with certain things, and you're going to say that this is spiritual and this isn't spiritual. Then you're going to position yourself in a place where how you connect and relate to all these different things. Then judgment will come up about how you connect and relate to all those different things. And eventually it will lead to maybe feeling a disconnect from everything. And again, remember, the ego's job is to create separation. So you are disconnecting from everything because you feel like, well, the world isn't spiritual and I am. So therefore, I am different from the world. I am from another place, or I am of another place, or I am done with my work here. Therefore, I'm ready to move on to the next realm. Well, that's not true. That is a phase of the process of wisdom and educating yourself along the spiritual journey. As you progress and as you advance, or rather as you connect more with who you are spiritually, then you will see that the more you identify and make the correlation of your higher self and align with your higher self, that the more you will relate to everything else, even if it appears to be something that is completely opposite than who you claim to be or who you aim to be. You will still identify and see that it is still a part of the general story, which is you, right? The general experience, which is you. So as you evolve spiritually, you will then understand that, you know, it is beyond just believing or thinking that you are one with the universe, all right, one with everything, one with everyone. You will then go into being one with everything. You see, there's a difference between thinking and believing that you are one with everything and actually being one with everything. So as you take this journey of conscious spirituality, moving through life from a conscious perspective and being clear about how you relate to everything and wanting to come from a place of relating to everything with love and compassion and empathy, you will go through a series of phases. And those phases, remember, are in support of you breaking down various walls, various identities, you know, various phases or parts of you that are a part of you and are a part of the spiritual experience, but you need to switch and adjust how you use it and how you perceive those things and how you use those tools to better take you along the journey, right? Better take you along the path which you are walking called spirituality. You know, it's like if you are taking a journey, right? A physical journey, there are certain things that you want to have, right? Maybe water, food, a knife, something to create fires, you know, so you can keep yourself warm, clothing, good shoes, socks. I mean, there would be a series of things, of tools that you will want to have in order for you to make sure you make the journey. The same thing applies to spirituality. But in this case, you have all the tools within you. You just have to be aware of them and learn how to use them. And the beginning phases of spirituality is all about that. It's all about figuring out, what are my tools? What can I use to get me along this journey the best way possible? And that's what this is all about. So as you expand and as you grow consciously along your spiritual journey, I want you to really take one thing from it. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself and realize that every single thing that happens to you, around you, happens as a result of you, is happening for you. Realize that everything is happening for you. You just have to make sure that you use your mind and your perception and your feelings and your guts and all those things to change the perspective of, okay, this thing is happening. How is this, or how can this benefit me in my journey of spiritual awareness? Then you want to continue asking that question. Every time something happens, some things are going to be more apparent than others. Some things are going to be very difficult for you to comprehend that it is a benefit to you. Many of us say things like that. We say, oh, I've learned a lot from this experience, but have you? It's good to say those words. It's good to have a very superficial understanding, but you want to take all of that and bring it deep down into who you are. So you want to make sure that you are constantly going through life, realizing that this is a lesson. This is something to enable you to have another tool potentially, or to sharpen the tools that you already have to better suit you and equip you as you continue to move forward through your spiritual journey. So be patient. Be patient and always keep your mind open. Keep your mind open, because all these things that happen in life are happening for you, not to you. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.